As a first speaker, we have Oscar, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Okay. So it seems this mic is working. That's great. Hey, everybody. Thanks, Max, for the introduction. And yeah, let's get started. I'm here to talk with you about the fast and the spurious, which is what I've kind of called the various congestion control features that we've been experimenting with for Firefox's QuickStack. As Max said, I'm Oscar. I'm a working student on Firefox's networking team, and over like the last 10 to 12 months, I've mostly been focusing on Quick and on congestion control. So yeah, first of all, let's have a very short primer what congestion control even is, so we're kind of all on the same page. Inherently, congestion control is trying to solve the problem that if everybody on the internet would be sending as many packets as they could, just to get their stuff out quickly, all the routers would get congested and we would have packet loss and basically the internet would stop working. So what congestion control is doing is trying to algorithmically find the ideal send rate without having any knowledge about the actual path and about who else is on this path and is sending data. And one such algorithm is Cubic, which is what NetQ implements. NetQ is Firefox's QuickStack. And Cubic works with an additive increase and multiplicative decrease approach. Let's quickly look at that. If we look at this graph, we can see that here the congestion window, that is the allowed send rate, is over time slowly additively increasing until it is at a point where we're actually congested and we experience packet loss, and then we have a congestion event and we multiplicatively decrease the allowed window again. And with that, we get kind of this zigzag pattern that you're seeing that homes in on the ideal send rate, ideally. And one more building block of congestion control that I want to quickly mention is slow start, and for that we're going to zoom in on the very start of the connection, and that is this exponential ramp up at the beginning of the connection, so we're kind of quickly getting up to the available bandwidth and not just like very slowly ramping up. So the name is kind of funny, but yeah, that's slow start. Having said that, and now we're all on the same page, I want to give a very quick shout out to QWIS, which is an amazing open source web-based visualization tool for Quick. And for example, all of my congestion window plots that you see here are basically just screen grabs from QWIS. And so if you're working with Quick and you haven't checked out QWIS yet, you should. I encourage you to take a look. With that, let's get into the first feature. And that is spurious congestion event recovery. So let's unpack what that means. And to do that, I want to go back with you to FOSDEM 2024, where Manuel, I'm not sure if he's in the room, but where Manuel, who back then worked at Firefox Networking, held a talk about H3 upload speed in Firefox, and he showed this graph, and he said something along the lines of packet reordering causes too many congestion events. When he was talking about stuff that we are yet to more thoroughly look into. Ah, there is Manuel. So yeah, let's further zoom into this graph to understand what that means. So here, all those orange dots are X that are coming in for packets. And here we see this reordering. So those four green dots, we didn't get an egg back for them, but we did get an egg for packets that were sent later, so we are deeming those as lost. But then, just a few milliseconds after, we're seeing we actually do get the egg back for them. So this was just a packet reordering, and this loss was spurious. The problem with spurious loss is that it does lead to spurious congestion events. So the congestion controller treats the spurious loss just as a treats any other loss, and our send window is reduced. And this is happening despite the spurious loss, of course, not being any indicator for real congestion happening somewhere on the path. So yeah, if this happens more often, then this can, of course, like heavily degrade performance and is of course also completely unnecessary because it was just a packet reorder. Luckily, the cubic RFC also suggests a mechanism for both detecting those and for recovering from those spurious congestion events. And so at first we implemented the detection logic because we wanted to get a feel for how often we actually see this in the wild. And if it's actually like if this never actually happens on real connections, there's no need to care about it basically. But 5% of connections actually do see those spurious congestion events, and we found out that